Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the adult zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm so proud of my intro.
wait, what was that?
I said I'm so proud of our intro. Now it says both our names. We ain't got to go.
This is true.
And the one and only, you know, we ain't got to do all that. So proud of our intro.
Yeah.
What's
the niggerish way? Excuse my expression.
Yes, excuse your expression, please. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter, only on Phone Fantasy Radio, powered by Talk Radio. How are you, Black Reporter?
Tired. Mind you, what just happened, the audience doesn't know what just happened, but I have seen myself do that at actual radio stations, come in at the very last second where the only thing you can do is sit down and turn on the mic and just start talking.
right.
So, anyway.
Yeah, welcome. How was your weekend? You know, it's a brand new day.
It was good. The last Thursday, Tuesday of the month is what, La Crush?
Trifling news.
Oh, and okay. We have trifling news this week for you.
Yes, we have trifling news this week. However, let me explain this. I'm going to try to come up with different themes for trifling news, where we just zone in on a certain topic. And tonight's trifling news happened to be trifle parenting. Lately in the news, we've been seeing some off-the-wall BS going on when it comes to these parents and these children. And you know what? We're going to highlight some of them tonight. So, Black Reporter, did you look up some?
Well, the one trifling parenting that I know about right off the bat is the situation that happened in Canada, our neighbors to the north, where we have a what's considered in Afghanistan to be a mercy killing. That took the situation of where the father thought that his daughters who had lived all their lives in America were becoming too Americanized. So, and of course, brought shame upon the family, and in that case, they had to be punished. In the old Afghan way of doing things, that meant they had to be killed. And the jury brought back a guilty verdict against the father, the mother, and one of the sons.
Yes, that is tragedy and trifling, and it's just tragic right there. That is a very tragic story. I want to go out and invite our friends and our listeners and our supporters and all those that's listening to the show right now. Call us up with your trifling parenting, baby, mama, daddy drama. Call us up. Share your stories. 805-830-8320. Press that number 1, and you'll definitely get on in and get a chance. Right now, I see the most familiar number. Once again, I invite you, if you want to get live, press the number 1. We're going to try something new. I'm going to stop pulling people in. If you want to talk, I encourage you to press that number 1, and I know you're wanting to talk. Right now, I see the most familiar number that I haven't seen all year coming out of the 856. What it do, 856?
Yo, what it does is good.
How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. What's good with y'all?
Ain't nothing. State your name. Where you from? Let everybody know who you are.
That's your boy Black Child calling out of Trenton, New Jersey, man.
Right, right. Well, what we haven't heard from you in a minute. What's going on? What's new? What's popping?
I haven't heard from the dog days.
What's up, Black? Okay. Somebody's having technical. Okay, he had technical problems. His phone just got cut off. No problem, no problem. Keep the show going. We keep the show going. Out of the 614, Columbus, Ohio.
What is
up? What's up, everybody? How you doing?
What's up, John H? How you been?
I'm all right, huh?
All right. How was the weekend?
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great. I couldn't ask for anything better.
You can't ask for anything better? Right. What you said?
No, these guys got evicted out of their apartment. It was bad on them, but good on me because I was helping them, you know, helping management move. I got a couch, a recliner, and a new bed out of it, so I ain't complaining.
I hear that.
Hey, won't power to you.
I know, that's right.
No, that stuff you were talking about, rude parents. When I was growing up, there was this kid. His father would beat the living shit out of this kid.
Ooh.
And, yeah, he did, man. And he would come to my house, and it was kind of funny because my dad was strict, but, you know, nothing like that. And he asked me, could he spend the night? My dad said, yeah, why? Well, I guess him and my dad worked at the same complex at Ford's, and they got into it, and it was like he never beat the kid again. That's all I know. I don't know what happened between them, but I know he never beat the kid after that.
I hear that. That's right. Ooh, be like a man. Geez. That's right. That's right. You got to take a man to just knock some sense into another man. You know, that is definitely the case.
Your dad put down some business.
Oh, I love your new pictures on Facebook, especially the one. Mm, God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stop that.
No. You gotta get an actual show on TV so that when I get my cable back, I can watch it on TV.
Okay.
All right, Flesh Child, welcome back to the show. See, you have some technical problems there, but welcome back to the show. How's things
old
with
friend.
Huh?
How are things with you?
And everything good, man. Just on my grind right now. Had a couple business. Been gone for a minute.
Yeah.
What's happening in Blessed Paradise, bro?
Man, you know, just making moves right now, you feel me? Man, had to clear my mind, making moves. Been in hibernation, you know. Left Facebook alone for a minute. My first time on Facebook was today. In a minute, you know. Just making moves, man.
That's for you.
Okay. So, we talking about, you know, trifling news every last, you know, for the new year, we have a whole new format. Since you're going for a minute, let me tell you how it's going to go. Every last Tuesday from the Adult Zone, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., it's Trifling News. And what I'm trying to do is every Trifling News episode have a theme that we zero on as far as storytelling, stuff like that. So tonight we're sharing baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, and just trifling parent stories that you can find in the news or, you know, that you know of in real life. Once again, I invite everybody to call up 805-830-8320. Press that number one, and I'll let you on air. If you don't press that one, I can't let you on air. We're trying something new. And so do you have any trifling stories you can relate with us?
Oh, man, when you live in the hood, man, you got when you live in the hood, when you're from the hood, man, you got millions of trifling stories.
No, that's right. You know.
Man, go ahead. I know parents that send their kids out to go buy weed, come back and smoke it with them.
Oh, man. Damn. Yeah, that's just not. It's trifling. Trifling parenting, 2012. What are we going to learn from? What are we going to learn, folks? What are we going to learn? Another trifling thing, because I know when I was young, you know, the trifling shit, I had to go to the store and buy cigarettes and liquor and, you know, and stuff like that. You're not supposed to buy. I was scared.
Now,
but I was
more
like 12 and 13. You know, I was like 12 and 13. And you know, Aki didn't care. So they started cracking down, but Aki didn't care. Because, you know, I'm built. You know, I'm built like a big girl. And that's like nowadays, that's what, you know, some of these girls be older, younger than I was, 11 and 10. And they just stacked like bang, bang, bang. You look at them, if you're not looking at their face, you don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not looking dead in their face or dead in their eyes, you can't tell. If you look at them from the neck down, like, damn, girl. And then she turn around, you know, with bubble gum popping out of her mouth, like, oh. I've seen that happen. but now what Popo's doing is they have the undercovers. Right, Popo's doing, they have the undercovers, though. They have the undercovers now. They have the people that go in there and buy little stuff and get caught on the spot. So that's how that works right there. All right, so more trifling news, Black Reporter. I got some stories myself. Now, everybody, I know this video has went viral, I believe. In my eyes, it went viral. If you haven't heard about this story, you must be living under a rock. I got 15 kids and 3 baby daddies. Someone's got to pay for me and my kids. Yes, Lord. Yes.
But she don't know who the father is.
No, she does know who the father is, actually. Let me tell y'all the gist of this story. There's a young lady. I could play it for y'all. She's on YouTube. Once again, that's the title of it. I got 15 kids and 3 baby daddies. Someone's got to pay for me and my kids. That's the title of it. It already has 1.6 million views and about 2,500 dislikes. I'm going to go ahead and play it for y'all so y'all can hear it firsthand. I'm not even going to sit up there and attempt to speak it out. But it's crazy because you see stuff like this in Black Reporter, you know.
Yeah.
Let me know if I'm wrong. You see stuff like this and it's saddened because this is what politics is talking about, right?
Exactly.
That's stupid, man.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Hello, that ear right there. Okay, so once again, I'm talking about what's going on. I'm going to play this story. I got 15 kids, 3 baby daddies. Someone's got to pay for me and my kids. Can y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Can y'all hear it?
No, we don't hear it at all, Crush.
No.
Y'all don't hear it at all? I'm sorry, folks.
Nope.
This is my fault. I normally am prepared.
Not to be. She sounds like only a white woman would do something that stupid.
Actually, that's not the case here.
Yeah.
I don't know why y'all can't. Oh, I know why y'all can't hear it. Cool.
Okay, operator error.
Right. Sorry, folks. It's a lot of buttons over here. Okay, so let me try it again. Okay, here we go. We're going to restart it, and here we go. Y'all can hear it now.
No.
No.
A Gail. Angel Adams says her children are a gift from God, but now she needs help caring for them. Adams is blaming the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Child Protection Team and others for her problem.
Excuse me?
In my case, they've been in my life 6 months, and I'm homeless.
37-year-old Angel Adams blames the system for her problems, a system of social service agencies trying to help her. Adams has 15 children, 12 who are now living with her in this small motel room. While we were in the room, the children had no food available, no shoes, and Adams says they haven't had a change of clothes in more than 3 days. A concerned employee of the motel called us after seeing her plight. Landlord.
All right. Yeah, I heard the first part of the story.
Is that now, okay. I have to say this as a parent myself. First of all, the parenting starts with you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of blaming the system.
Mhm.
I mean,
yeah, it does. But okay,
12 kids. The fact that you've got the 12 kids already tells me that you don't give a shit. Excuse my expression. I'm sorry. But
you ain't got no self-control, man.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. So this is how the rest of the story goes, because we have too much time. I just wasted too much time. Now she has 15 kids. 12 is living with her.
Damn.
10 of them is by a man who actually went to prison. She was staying in like a 1-2-bedroom apartment, and they end up kicking her out once they found out that there was 12 kids there. I mean, the kids' clothes, everything is scattered on the street. You know, people done went through it, took it away, stuff like that. So now she's at this hotel. Now, what she's saying is, before her husband or boyfriend or baby daddy went to jail, they were fine. The last thing she tried to receive
help. But, no.
She tried to receive help 6 months. Hold on. She tried to receive help within the 6 months, and basically, she ended up homeless. So that's what she's saying. Like, I was doing fine before I decided to get on public service. Now that I'm on public service, I end up homeless.
Crush.
And she's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Crush. I got to say this, mm-hmm. and people can call me whatever name they want to call me. Crush. The fact that she has over 10 kids in that one little place is wrong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital W.
Right. I totally agree with you. And then you say that the government owes you, like somebody got paid for what?
No.
Why do we have to pay?
And when Crush told me about this earlier in show prep today, I said, and Newt Gingrich and all the Republicans will pick this up and say, this is why Barack Obama is a food stamp president. They will show this example of why our president just picked it up.
It's crazy. But believe me, the stories do not stop there, folks. You're tuning into the Adult Zone with the Crush It Black Reporter. Once again, if you have some trifle parenting stories, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, here's a chance to put it on blast. 805-830-8320. Let me say that slowly. 805-830-8320. Once you call
in, don't let me pull out my soapbox. Don't let me pull out my soapbox.
Once you call in, press the number one. All right. Is there a delay, Black Reporter? Okay, I finally called for you. You say nothing.
What? I said, don't let me pull out my soapbox.
And I asked you, did you have a delay?
No.
You don't have a delay?
No.
Okay, because you always like to cut us off when we're in the middle of talking. Okay, so we got to bring in our usual. They didn't press one, but I'm bringing them anyway. 225 Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, she's spoiled. She's spoiled. Miss Lacey herself. You know, she's on here. I said it four times, press number one. Any other time, she presses one, y'all. Any other time, she presses the number one. Now I tell her to press the number one, and she don't press it. What's that about, Lacey?
You've been sitting there for that long?
I had pressed it. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't
she
sure that I pressed it.
Yeah.
I thought I had pressed it, so I didn't want to mess up whatever.
Oh, okay. And I'm sitting here, I'm just looking at her number, people calling in, hanging up, and I just see her number just sitting there going up on the board, you know, people that she raised up, there's no button press. I'm like, okay. All right, so.
Lady T, I am picking the soapbox to you. I know you got something to say about this.
Uh-oh, about the 15, Mama was 15?
Yep.
Oh, she was crazy, first of all. She don't know. She ain't tried no form of birth control. And, I mean, I just don't. It's, to me, today, to have that many children, are you trying to get a TV show or what? you are not the Duggars, and they're not going to pay you because you have 12 kids in a hotel room.
Yeah, and, okay.
You know. She should have went for help before they put her out. You know, I understand you having all these babies for this guy. What kind of job did he have that he messed up and went to jail?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're on ground level. But he couldn't have been too well. You living in a two-bedroom.
Right.
You could have had a house.
Well, but it worked. Whatever it worked for them for the last 10 years. You can say she had 10 babies. It may not be in paradise, but it worked. Now you're homeless, no clothes, no food, no shoes, no nothing. The kids are not in school now, and you're homeless. You get what I'm saying? Like, so
yeah,
it was better than what she has now.
Right. But you know,
he got
there,
locked
there
up.
I was going to say that maybe any other week, this phrase may be acceptable, but I know his dick ain't that good.
Mm.
But she didn't plan at all. She didn't have no planning, because even somebody, you're about to see the floor drop from under you. You go call it before it gets to that point. You need help.
Right. She thought it wouldn't happen to
some
her.
Some kind of help.
Don't wait till the
yeah.
last minute.
Right. They helped her. They know that. Now, like I said, the rest of the story is on YouTube. You can visit YouTube.com and look it up. But they did try to help her. So it's not like they just found out she had 12 kids and kicked her out. They can't do that. That's against the law. They can't do that anyway.
Right.
But like you said, she did no type of planning. Like, what was you doing? Like, that's what's trifling about the situation. Like,
right.
You had ample time to get your affairs in order, and you did nothing. You just sat there and let this deteriorate come in front of you, you know?
Crush, were there any more folks in these births?
Was there any what?
Any more?
Twins or triplets?
Oh, they didn't go into that. I don't know. I didn't see none of that.
It don't matter, Black Reporter. That's 15 kids. After the second set of twins, she should have been tied up, closed it up or something.
Right. They should have stepped in and intervened. Like, this government intervenes when they no need to, you know, and now they have the ample opportunity to intervene on this lady. Like, how does she go by under the radar and they not realize she's been in the hospital 15 times? You know,
at least.
Okay,
if she had twins, at least 7 times.
Right.
Paid for by the state of Tennessee.
Mm.
Where did this happen at?
Well, folks, we are not stopping there. We, once again, like I said, we have a lot of triflingness. If you want to join in and jump in the conversation, you sure can. 805-830-8320. I want to take the time out and shout out Miss Brick, a.k.a. Pastor Brick.
The original.
Yes, I see you too. Yes, I see you too. You, once again, nobody wants to press one. Everybody presses one. Now they press one, and nobody presses one. y'all can check out Curvy Magazine on Facebook. Y'all gotta check that out because they showed us some love earlier. So we're gonna give Curvy Magazine some love. Just look up CURVI. Magazine, like that, check it out. They got a group and all that, and they also have a nice little website that our very own Pastor Brick designed. That's what's up.
That sounds good.
So, Brick.
Yeah, what's up?
Pastor Brick, now, don't try to be all innocent and in the corner. I know what's going on. She try to keep all quiet in the corner. That's why she ain't pressed one. She know I'm going to pull her in here.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, she'll pull me in when she ready for me.
Yeah, I'll pull you in. I was trying to be nice.
Ooh, we've been ready for you.
Right.
We were first one.
But, okay, so I know you for a fact you got an opinion on this. I got 15 kids, 3 baby daddies. Someone's got to pay for me and my kids.
I saw that story. And you know what? The sad thing about it is that, and I got to call a spade a spade. If this woman was white, she'd be on TV with $1 million deal. You understand what I'm saying? Cameras following her around. My thing is, the only thing with her is that at least she's blunt about what she's saying. She's saying straight up.
Right.
Look at the other chick over there. All her kids ain't got the same father, the octomom. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me all them kids got the same father? All them kids ain't got no same father. Okay? But yet the octomom doesn't get social service. The octomom gets a house. They get this bitch a house.
Okay,
in which to put all them damn kids
All that.
Okay, so my thing is, I'm with you when you say this black woman is tripping. But my thing is, where she get the idea from? If you don't see it on TV. You understand what I'm saying? It's on TV, it's glamorized. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got all these networks following this other white chick around with her little Chinese children. Kate plus 8 and all this other nonsense.
But they were married.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, they were married, but
they
you know
were
what
married
you
and that's
took...
nature. That was by nature.
Okay.
You know, so. And they were married.
What's nature?
Right.
Because
they
were married
and
had all them kids?
They were married when they had all the kids, yeah. They divorced now, but they were married. Yeah.
Okay, they divorced now, but my thing is, so they didn't have their hand out for some money? Come on, they had their hand out for some cheddar. They was like, yo, okay, we got all these kids, and, you know, these kids got expenses, and one of them, like, he can't see, so he need bifocals and all this other stuff. They got expenses, so they like, yo, hook us up with a check. Whereas this chick is like, I'm like the octomom in a way. I got all these kids, and you know what? You know,
and she
Chase and hook me up with a check now.
Exactly. Yep. She's like, yo, just cut me a check.
The newsroom must have bought them some pizza because they was eating on camera. So,
she's walking over to slice the pizza and all that other nonsense. I think that there's something wrong with that. this woman is wrong. I don't think she's right expecting everybody else, you know, to support her kids and everything like that. But, you know, what can you do? You can't sterilize people. Okay, because then they're going to say, oh, my God, you're violating this woman's civil rights. Okay? You can't make her get her tubes tied, and you can't make her keep her legs closed. My grandmother, God rest her soul, had 6 kids under 6. Okay?
the baby, everybody was in diapers at one point. Okay, and she told me stories. Birth control, they used to come around and try to show them how to use birth control. Okay, white lady would come sit in her kitchen showing her these are things that you could do so that you won't have all these kids. My grandmother said, shook her head, put the woman out, and went in the back and did what she had to do. You understand what I'm saying? So it was like you can't make them do.
No.
And if you try to do something like that, then it's not going to work. All you could do is best to look out for the children. Now, if she can't take care of these children, take the children and put them in foster care. You understand what I'm saying? Take the children and separate them and put them in homes where, you know, they have a fighting chance. But what can you do? And I think that it's sad that she expects everybody else to take care of her kids, and she's so blunt about it. But the only thing, the difference between her and the Octomom is she opened up her mouth and said, listen, point blank, y'all going to take care of me and my kids. Whereas the Octomom was slick. Okay? Mm-hmm. And was making it seem like she was a damsel in distress. Even though she knew she couldn't afford those 8 babies she was having. But yes, she sat up there and did it anyway. And as I understand it, wasn't that in vitro? So you ain't got nobody now to take care of the kids you got. And you going to stick 8 more in your stomach?
Yep.
Nobody's getting on this one.
And it was
you
supposed to be
saying?
Only 4. You're only supposed to put 4 in. They end up doubling it.
Yeah.
But didn't she already have 4?
Right. She already had.
But that one had 18.
A bunch.
That's
right.
More than 4.
The thing was, the clinic wasn't supposed to put that many in to begin with. That's the thing. The clinic wasn't supposed to put that many in when it came to the Octomom, as far as I understand.
Oh, yeah.
The clinic wasn't supposed to violate like that.
Well, if she wanted to put her ass up in the air for a fertility drug,
yeah, but they took care of her, though, man.
You learned a long time ago, man, when you black, man, you got strikes against you already. So you already know the odds. So basically, when you do some shit like that, you know you're gambling.
You got
they don't
that
give
right.
A fuck. They don't give a fuck about black mama struggling with 2 or 3 kids. 9 on 15.
Was living with her.
You already know it.
I look like they were from the ages of 2 or 3 and up. Yep.
My thing is, nobody at least tried to reach out and help this woman. Okay, nobody tried to show her, you know what, there are other things to do and other things in life other than having kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody probably introduced her to a book and introduced her to say, listen, sit down and read this or learn this or you could be this. Nobody probably, all she probably thought she had going for her was between her legs. So basically that was how she probably ate. That was probably how she learned. That was probably how, you know, basically she got everything she had from that.
Needed.
Right.
She probably had very low self-esteem, didn't think much of herself, and thought that that's all she could do, is do
right,
have kids.
You're right. And it starts in the black community, and right now, look at our black community now, we worship shit like that.
It's not the black community, it's the black family. Everything, you can't build a community if you can't build a family. That's
exactly.
Start at home. I can't do nothing for y'all if I can't do nothing for my family.
Exactly.
That's where it started at. Once again, y'all tuned in to Trifling News on the adult.
Oh, home. And we got it.
Y'all got me. But okay, anybody got anything else to say about this?
I got really something to say about that. And yeah, it do start in the community because, for one, as you look at half our churches right now, our churches are messed up. Feel me? It starts in the community. When I say it starts in the community, it's like, yo, we got to reach out and touch our people. You're not going to touch everybody because some people still going to go their ways. Man, we got to raise our women to be women, our black women to be black women. We got to raise our black men to be men. And we can't let all this music, movies, and all that affect us. And that's what's happening right now.
To an extent. I don't think I wanted to say, look at the media. The media didn't did, you know, I'm wanting to say that. I really am. But it's to an extent. I can't blame everything on the media. Like, this is supposed to be a show topic going on for Valentine's Day, for the Love on Top tour.
You know what?
We're gonna do the Love on Top tour Valentine's Day, 9 p.m., and we're going to do a three-hour show. And our version, I believe, is going to be anti-love. So this
Woo!
Is going to be part of that topic.
I agree with that. You can't blame the media because the media is just doing their job. You can't knock the media. That's what they get paid for. You can't knock the media. At all.
And when you sit and think about it to a certain extent,
that's supported. You can't knock the media. That's what they went to school for. That's what they get paid for. You can't knock the media.
And when
you do something dumb, you get mad at the media. How you gonna get mad at the media? And what you did was dumb.
Don't kill the messenger. In other words,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But then at the same time, when you think about it, we are the media. You know, when we pass on information to each other like that, I mean, you know, media is not just the quote-unquote official media. It's also word of mouth. The First Amendment covers everybody's right to say what and where they please. That stops at the end of my, your freedom of speech stops at the end of my nose.
But my point on that is, look at Al Sharpton. Why Al Sharpton didn't reach out to her? You know why Al Sharpton didn't reach out to her? Because that type of story will make them look bad.
Yeah.
That type of story will make them look bad. That's why he didn't reach out to her, but he reached out to everything else.
That's interesting. I'm looking at it because I've actually seen a video for Al Sharpton on MSNBC, some shit like that.
MSNBC.
Right. But he was on there. He was doing his little political.
Listen,
who has experience dealing with the political world and these politicians, don't believe everything you see on TV. I'm going to tell you right now, because first of all, half these politicians don't get their asses moving until the cameras start rolling. All right?
Bingo.
Okay? Straight up. They'll have their asses somewhere on the side, and as soon as the cameras show up, that's when they take their place in front of the people, and as soon as they yell cut, they get the hell away from as far as they possibly can. Okay? Al Sharpton, don't believe everything you see with Al Sharpton.
Right.
Don't believe everything you see with these grandstanding-ass politicians. I'm going to tell you straight up. Because I've seen them. Show up to something, to an event, and say, where are the cameras? I don't come out unless there are cameras. Now, what the hell is that for somebody that's supposed to care?
Hey, Brick, I totally agree with you.
Now, you see, to a certain degree,
they work for us.
To a certain degree, I would agree with you, Brick.
If you really want something to happen, wait for election time. They can't tell you that
Wait a minute. At one time, Al was like that, and Al is no longer like that because Al is now part of the media. Al is no longer trying to get his time.
Right. That's what I was trying to get to before I really interrupted.
Is now part of the media.
I don't care about Al.
Al is not the black messiah. He is not the black savior. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Okay, so just to keep it going, because we can go back and forth. But this is trifling news. Keep it going. We're going to move on to the next story. This time, we're going to go across the pond. And this trifling story, it's happening in Greece. And what's happening in Greece is these mothers and parents are abandoning their children on the street because they cannot take care of their children. They're being abandoned on the street because their poverty-stricken families cannot afford to look after them anymore. Youngsters are being dumped by their parents in front of the church. They dump them in schools. A four-year-old had a note attached to her that said, I will not be coming to pick up Anna because I can no longer take care of her. Sorry. And that was that.
Aww.
Like it, and it's like it was trifling about this story. It's not even the parents, but more of the government. Like, y'all people in the United States, we got it so good compared to people that's not in the United States. You get what I'm saying? You wonder why so many people run to the United States. Our government does so much for us, and yet we feel like it's not enough. So I think that's what's trifling about this story. And it just shows you the opposite. Like, we have one woman who sit up there saying, my parents or my government got to pay for me. Y'all got to take care of me and my kids. And then you have these sad stories of kids being left on the middle of the street because the families can't take care of them. What you think about that?
Well, actually, in actuality, you don't even have to go across the pond for that one. I mean, it almost seems like it's almost an every week thing that you hear of some baby or some child being left at a hospital because they can no longer take care of the child, or at some fire station or whatever. I mean, they've gotten to the point where they've designated fire stations and hospitals and police stations. That
yeah, but you got you got programs like ACS, and the fact that you have the law that you can set the kids there and take it, you know, and the kids be sent to a group home or sent to foster care and actually get a decent meal and stuff like that. They don't have these things here.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying? They don't have the ACS. Like, if a child is left at the church is responsible for that child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The government is not as willing and giving as our government is.
What do they do if they don't
limited.
Find... Crush. Well, over there, what do they do if they don't find nothing for them? Do they just get rid of the kids, or what do they do with them?
I couldn't tell you, baby. I didn't get that far.
Good question.
Yes.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. What they do, I'll look into it, but I didn't get that
That's
far.
Weird, man.
When you think about America and other countries, you're right. You're right. America, don't get it twisted. America is like the best country we live in, but it's the shittiest country ever. But a lot of people abuse in America. Because like I said, that's what I start from the community. Cause a lot of people abuse that child support, that welfare. They abuse that, so that make it harder for those that really
need it.
Need it. Exactly, they really need it. So we abuse a lot of things, man. You know why we abuse a lot of things? Because we not taught right. It's cool to be 15 for a daughter, for a child. So it's cool to let your daughter run the streets wild. It's cool for that. It's cool for babies to have babies. But like you said, in other countries, they don't got rights at all. Some countries, they don't got rights at all, so imagine what they go through.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can stop at the borders, trying to come to the borders to get to the USA. At the same time, I said we got a corrupt country. We know the situation. So you're gonna come to the United States. You're gonna work for 4 or 5. Your minimum wage is gonna be 4.25 an hour.
Mm.
And they think because they're not used to that.
Okay.
Well,
Chris,
this article, it's interesting that you pointed that out, that, you know, it's happening in Greece. You know, I recently read something on that, and the sad thing is that these kids are being put on the street, and they're falling victims to pedophiles and everything that's
mm-hmm.
out there on the street. These kids
oh.
are literally
mm-hmm.
being, you know, molested and raped in the street. And the
yeah.
thing is that
yeah.
it's Greece of all places, and we all know Greeks. I mean, I'm not really talking about Greek people, but I'm saying Greek is notorious
yeah.
for homosexuality.
Down girl.
You know? That's why I'm like,
that's
you know,
bullshit.
I'm not talking about
yeah,
Greek.
That's
don't
it.
Nobody come get my ass. I ain't talking about the Greek people. I'm just saying Greece. Greeks have a history, and it's notorious. They have a history for practicing homosexuality. Okay, look at what you call Caesar. He was just ridiculous. All of them were just like Alexander the Great, slept with a sister. Pedophiles. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you think about it, you know, these kids are falling victim to this nonsense. And I think that, you know, if anything, you know, some of these you know, United States agencies that, you know, like the ones that you know, stepped up in Haiti to stop those kids, because remember in Haiti when the earthquake happened, those parents were giving their kids away, too. They were just like him,
mm-hmm.
you know, hoping that these kids wound up in good homes. But as you know, there were a lot of trafficking with kids during that time. It's kids are being trafficked over and coming over here, being sold as sex slaves, kept in people's basements, put out as work servants, and all sorts of other nonsense. So I think that this is just, it's just sad, you know.
Right.
That,
it's like the
you know,
kids from the North. They've been
yeah.
raised in for the longest in North New Jersey. From Africa, some part of Africa, braiding hair for free slavery, just body came out. So I said, what I say about that, America, the most corrupt country at all. We could go,
mm-hmm.
we could go to, because of the oil. But Greece got nothing to offer us, so we're not going to go down there and help them people. So
what's going on with Greece is, they're saying as far as like things like aspirin and stuff like that, their government is so strict that the big businesses are actually outsourcing their products. And, you know, a lot of parents are struggling to make ends meet because costs are so high now because things are so scarce there. But that's a whole other
story. Sounds familiar.
All right, folks, moving on to something else. We have something else in here. We have, no people have seen this on the internet. Once again, this is something that went viral. It was on the Wendy Show. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to talk about it, because that's what we're doing right now. If you want to join in the conversation, 805-830-8320. That's the number one. Okay, let's
all right, now let's talk about this big Morgan Freeman is the grandpa about to marry his granddaughter. Well, hello. This story has been brewing for at least 2 years. I was back on radio when this story was brewing, and I talked about it. But Dorothy has more on the story. I'm going to let her tell it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan Freeman was married for 24 years to his wife, Myrna. Mm-hmm. And during that time, they both raised a granddaughter from a previous marriage. Her name is Adina, and they took care of her growing up and whatnot, and then now Morgan has been romancing her. Now, she's only 28 years old. Morgan is 73.
But there's a little bit
of an age difference there.
Yes, and they've been romancing for quite some time.
And sources tell us that as soon as his divorce is finalized, that he has plans to marry her. And
okay, so
what?
My favorite actor.
What the hell?
Morgan Freeman.
Mm.
Okay. The granddaughter is only 28. It's been reported that he's been romancing her since she was 17.
Damn.
And now when his divorce is finalized, they're supposed to get married. What are your thoughts on that?
Fuck.
What
That's
the hell
a nasty ass easy reader motherfucking old decrepit electric company ass. Yo.
I was like,
easy reader? Yo, what the hell Morgan Freeman doing?
Nas made a song. This is our heroes. These are people that we look up. Black people that we supposed to look up to. These are our heroes.
Okay, we got another caller.
Oh my God.
We got another caller from the 337-308. State your name and where you're calling from. 337-308? No? Okay. All right. So,
they did
press one. All right. So, Black Reporter, what do you think?
No, it's not me. I have no idea. I wonder who the hell it is from the 337.
I know who it is.
I said, what do you think about the story, man?
I already said what I think. What the hell?
Nasty ass.
Are people losing their... Man, damn.
Yeah.
How long was he looking at her? You know what I'm saying? He probably was, when she was 5 years old running around, he was probably like, damn, she going to be something else. When do you start looking at somebody like that?
Get that line.
He sounds about as crazy as Woody Allen.
Crazy too.
Woody
he
Allen did
that.
He
on the quick looking up her skirt. Nasty ass pedophile. That's disgusting. I think that he's
going to
burn in hell for that.
They need to pass a law against pedophiles. You catch them doing it, you circumcise them with a chainsaw.
Oh, damn,
you
boy.
Black Woody
you don't have to be.
You got to look at Hollywood, though. Look at Hollywood. Look at look at entertainment business, how they get these plastic surgeries to stay young.
Yeah.
He ain't got no
glasses
on his
face,
yo.
Listen. Hey, listen. Let's not blame it. Let's blame it on Hollywood. This man is bored nasty. Okay? Because how do you just sit there and have a child that you seen grow up? He probably changed her when she went wee-wee in her panties and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And here he goes sitting up here dating her. When did she stop being my little granddaughter to, damn, her titty's shaking a little bit? Where did she go to that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's nasty.
I don't see where he made that transition from, that's my granddaughter, to, damn, look at that ass. How did he go from that? Unless it was always in his mind. Nasty.
He got the Woody Allen deal, man.
He's done with me. He's done. And if I didn't have his CD, his DVD with Seven, with Brad Pitt on it, because I love Brad Pitt, I would throw that shit in the garbage. He is done to me. I'm serious. Okay, I was
need to call him back.
Him was spit in his face.
Gotta call him Touching Joe.
But I ain't talking about electric company DVDs, though. I ain't throwing that out.
I'm not blaming Hollywood, but look at Hollywood. A lot of that shit takes place every day that we don't know.
Yep. No shit.
Yeah, what? Old men go with young women?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
that's okay.
But the difference is,
but they
ain't related. They're not related by blood, folks. They're not related by blood.
I got the money to take care of you. I'm a big actor. I got the money to take care of you. So that brother man right there.
He knows
that. Look at R. Kelly. That's the thing. From the music to from Hollywood to the music industry to the entertainment business. I got money to take care of you.
Somebody ought to cut his damn balls off. His wife's granddaughter.
Time out. You wouldn't believe the number of women and girls that go on chat lines these days looking for sugar daddies.
Older men.
But you know what? That's not even the point. I don't care if she was... If she was 18. You understand what I'm saying? He's as old as he is. The bottom line is, you don't stoop that low, Okay, if you really raised this child, she called you grandpa. What's she call him, Morgan now? Or she still call him grandpa? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Because
that's what I'm talking about. Exactly. When did she stop calling him grandpa?
Within your family. That's really sick.
Hey, Brick, I agree
I want to know when they had that moment when it stopped being grandpa and turned into Morgan. That's what I want to know.
Right. Hold up, Brick, I agree with you. I see that shit every day when young chicks on Facebook looking for sugar daddies. But they take that real man, that real man and be like, look, you know how old you is?
That's not the point. It's the point that
I don't care about the age.
He raised her.
He raised her.
Since she was a baby.
It's one thing for it to be a stranger. It's another thing for this person to be in your household, for you to take them in.
Right.
For you to show them that affection, for you to be their father figure, for you to be their mentor, for them to be the main man in their life.
How many boys did he take away from her? How many boys did he say, you're not good enough for my granddaughter?
Exactly, because he wanted to hit it. You know, I'm saying, when did it become, it's not like the wife said, Morgan, this is my granddaughter. She said, hey, Morgan. No, she was coming up calling him granddaddy. So when did it stop being granddaddy and start being, ooh, daddy?
Morgan.
Damn, come on.
And when she filled out and he decided he wanted some.
It's disgusting. Something's wrong with her, too. She's mentally sick, too. I can't say it's all him because she's going along with it, too.
That's crossing the line, because if you, like you say, papa, granddaddy, whatever, they're like, ooh, something wrong.
You know what?
Exactly, because even if they're not related, she should still be like, yo, you still my grandmother's husband.
Right.
Damn,
you know
don't you have respect for your grandmother?
You know what? They're not thinking like that. That's why I say Hollywood is totally different. They ain't thinking like that. They thinking like, yo, the fuck are you? Oh, he's a catch. When he die, I'm straight for life.
Exactly.
You know
that's exactly how they think it.
That Hollywood kid seen the wrong route. Look at how the Will Smith, Will Smith's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell she that age? You let her cut her hair off like that? She Hollywood kid. She
thinking with
the Wallace. They raised differently.
Oh, you think that's trifling?
Yeah, that's trifling.
Of course it's trifling.
Hell yeah,
that's
trifling.
But she's
an
entertainer. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be her way of expressing herself. That's the argument they're going to give you, right?
So,
all right. So, that's the story we have now. The Morgan Freeman Show. Morgan Freeman Show. The Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Once again, you can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that number one if you like to talk. We're sharing trifling parenting stories, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, all that.
Freeman drama.
All that.
Shut up, boy.
Yo, I got
This is Stone Fantasy Radio. You're listening to the one and only Adult Zone with LaCrush Hart and Black Reporter. Like Fush said, 805-830-8320. We want to hear some of your stories. We know you
look
got
at
them out.
For example, look at that chick for Family Matters, that little girl. We knew her as a little ass girl. She doing pornos now. That's the industry.
Okay.
And I'll make it as an actor. I'm going to do what I got to do to get this paper. And that's how they raise about that money.
I have a trifling story I'd like to share.
Go ahead.
That I thought was absolutely stupid and ridiculous. But did you hear the story about the mother from Albany, New York? I think this happened last year, was arrested for tattooing her baby.
What?
I heard briefly about
that. Yeah.
What the hell?
Go ahead, let us know about that.
Yeah, she was arrested, okay, and turned in by her babysitter at that, okay, because she works as a dancer at a local bar, and she had a lot of heavy drinking. She did a lot of drinking the night before, and she allowed her on-again, off-again boyfriend to tattoo her nine-month-old baby.
Oh, hell.
Oh, he was 9 months. I thought it was a little boy.
Okay. 9 months old. And come on. We scream when we get tattoos, okay? Adults scream. What do you think that nine-month-old baby screamed while these two idiots were tattooing the baby? And she was turned in by the babysitter. Trifling parenting. How on earth do you sit there and tattoo a baby?
And what did they tattoo on the baby?
They need to be locked up, too. All of them need to be locked up.
It doesn't say what they tattooed on the baby.
What was it?
But it doesn't say what they tattooed on the baby. It just said it was her stupid, off-again boyfriend that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She was around, too, right?
Oh, yeah, both of them.
They all need to be locked up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. 9 months old, tattooing a baby. I mean, come on. Now, I want to hear what you guys think. What do you think about, back to parenting and trifling, what do you think about these parents that name their children Hitler and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's come under fire recently that, remember those two parents? One named the child Hitler, and what was the other one's name?
It was something good, like Holocaust or something. Do you think that these parents should name their children whatever they want to name them? It kind of goes back to the 70s when all these children were being named Cavassier and this, that, the other, like the ghetto thing, right? Or their favorite car or whatever.
It's like, I graduated on a baby girl. It's like, Jay-Z, you gave your girl a stripper name.
Mercedes.
Porsche.
Yeah. Jay-Z, you got a stripper name.
I've actually myself ran into someone named Jezebel. Now, why on earth would you name your daughter the most reviled woman in the Bible that name? And I don't know why parents do the things that they do. So I want to know, do you think this should be some kind of law or some kind of morality, something that states that you can't name your child? But see, then again, that's taking away people's civil rights because you're allowed to name your child whatever you want to name them.
They used to name these kids. I remember growing up, this lady named her child a paragraph. That was her first name. It was a full paragraph. And it was a big controversy about it back then, and they start saying, like you say, you stepping into their civil rights of what you name your child. But it's ridiculous.
It is. It really is. Because, I mean, when you think of it, I mean, can you name your kid? Do you have the really have the right to just put some, I don't know. These kids have to grow up. You understand what I'm saying? And for you to do something like that, like, I mean, I guess she was proud. This woman is proud of Hitler. So I guess she wanted to name her child Hitler. Adolf or whatever. I think she wanted to name Adolf Hitler or something. And they were like, no, you can't name. I think they're trying to take the kids away. I think they did try to take the kids away because of that.
Well, they,
if memory serves me correctly,
I think those parents were neo-Nazis.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
But what they don't realize is your kids got suffered through that through school. They got suffered because of their names.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, my question is, okay, So basically, because those parents were Nazis, right? Now, mm-hmm. is this illegal to be a Nazi in the United States?
No.
Not actually, no.
So why would these people kids taken away?
Huh?
Protective services, they said, stepped in and did something about it.
But they don't know.
It's kind of funny because I accidentally, I know the thing they're talking about, it's kind of funny in a way because they had it on Rush Limbaugh, and he was making a big stink about it, saying that they shouldn't have taken the kids away. But like your one caller said, it's the kids who have to suffer over this shit, over dumb parents.
They're neo-Nazis and they named the kid Hitler.
I mean, you got to look at it like this. First of all, the kids have no rights. They have they have no voice.
Yeah, you're right.
It's one thing for you as a parent to believe in something. It's another thing for you to inflict your beliefs
on your kid.
Way where the kid cannot argue that down. Like, the kid had no choice. The kid had no say in it. Like,
yeah.
So I can see it in that sense, but in another sense, regardless of what you say, you're violating my rights because this is my child.
They named the daughter Aryan Nation, and the boy was Adolf Hitler. They actually did lose custody of the kids because they said that if you name your kids after someone like Hitler, then you can't be sane.
Plus they had a daughter too. They had a.
That's their name, his daughter. And they said that these people can't possibly be sane naming their kids something like that, so that's why they took the kids.
They named their daughter Eva.
Brief insanity, I can see that. I don't see nothing wrong with them taking the kids away. That's my mom.
No,
mom.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with them taking the kids away. I mean,
neither do I. You name your kid Eva after Eva Braun, you know, and the boy's name is Hitler. That should say something right there, you know.
That's terrible.
Can I say something, Joe? I do agree about taking their kids away. Because when you take that kid away, you're taking the kids away from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? At the same time, as the kids get older, they're going to realize, they're going to fall on the bleach even more because they feel like this is supposed to be the land of the free. You take it away. So, truthfully, even though they were wrong, their parents were wrong. They think they pay the kids. Think it like yo.
But if you tell them, as adults, they can make that decision. As adults, they have a choice, and they'll say, okay, this is what your mother and father believed in. And let them make their own decision as, wow, this guy did all of this stuff. I'm glad you did take me. Damn, now I have a chance to live. I'm not filled with hate, you know?
Exactly.
When you think about
exactly.
it.
I know, a child friend of mine, he white. His mom was Nazi and all that. And he's nothing like that. You know why? Because he learned shit on his own. It's like you're telling your daughter about sex. If you hide it from her, you take it away from you hide it from her, she's gonna realize, hold up, all my friends doing it. What you hiding from me?
I think that they got a fair chance now.
It's not
pleading. Exactly. They're able to
be
educated.
Seven.
Yes, sure.
I keep seeing you pop on and off. Which one is it? Do you want me to bring you on, or are you just listening, 337? You scaring me now. You want to come on, or do you just want to go off? Okay, we got a button. 337-308.
Hey, Crush.
Hello?
Really? One car brought up a good...
Hold on, that's John? Hold on, who's 337-308? Okay. I'm no longer going to unmute you now. Go ahead, John, what'd you say?
One caller brought up a good point, but if these, like, neo-Nazi groups, if people really take a close look at them, they try to they start these kids out young, and half of them, I mean, it's like they go through a lot of hell. So really taking the kids away from them, I think, was the best thing, because it gives the kid a chance to make up his own mind. If he wants to follow that path, that's up to him. If he don't, that's up to him. But I think it's just better for the kids to get out of that environment. We got enough racism and bullshit going on without adding more fuel to the fire.
It's true. Mm. That's true. Look back in the day when Martin Luther King, back in the day in the 60s.
Yeah.
We had white people that raised white people with hate. But you had so many kids that did not agree with that.
Like the Freedom Riders.
Yeah, so when you take something from somebody at a young age, especially if they work for their mom and their dad, because as a young, I don't care who you is, if you young, you believe what your mom and dad tell you. So for another person to take that, for somebody, another person to take that right from you, take you from your mom and dad, so a few, don't get me wrong, a couple, probably one or two probably change their life, but majority of them going to be like, look, I see my mom and dad were fighting for it. You trying to take us away because what my mom and dad was saying was right. That's real. That's real.
All right,
talk.
So, right, real talk. Moving on to the next person. This is Trifling. Trifling case, if you will. A judge ordered a 25-year-old Spanish man who sued his parents for ending his allowance to quit freeloading.
What? Hell no.
What happened?
He sued his parents.
The judge ordered a man in southern Spain to leave his parents' home within 30 days. The son, they did not name him, sued his parents after they cut his monthly allowance of $587.
For freeloading? What the hell is this world?
He had no job. He wasn't going to college.
More power to the
family. The parents
the this world
wanted to take care of him. Talk about that way.
More power to the parents.
Yeah.
I applaud them.
That's their
Amen.
Fault to begin with. Why would you spoil him like that? 25 years old?
And living
and
at home?
$587?
Oh, shit.
Well, hey, he learned one lesson. He should have not screwed up. He'd still be living at home.
Exactly.
What an asshole.
However, in Spain, it is not unusual for all springs to remain living in their parents' household within to their 30s, especially when the youth unemployment rate is the highest in the European Union of 40%.
Damn.
Y'all know about that? I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. I tell you, we got it good over here in the U.S. of A.
Well, let me put it like this. Kids, if they want to work, they can work. They can find a job. Thank God, my two are working. And I am
it's hard out there. It's hard out there. It's very hard out there. But you a kid collecting unemployment, not trying to do nothing. That's a big difference. And you collecting unemployment out there looking every day for a job and trying to get a job, that's a big difference.
Right. But we see that here. We see parents, you've seen them. Don't act like you have not seen them in your hood. You go into the mall or supermarket, and there be a big 13-year-old in a stroller, feet rolling underneath the stroller. Y'all seen them?
Oh, yeah,
like I'm the only one who's seen them.
Oh, I see them.
And they got a bottle. They got
they
a pack of
straws
in one hand and cursing you out with the other. You know?
With a pacifier in the side of their mouth.
Right.
Mama, I want to
bitch,
cool
move out
mama.
My way. Who said that? You look down, the big grown-ass man sitting in the damn store.
And they'd be like, Don't buy me the blue one. The blue one. They know blue.
Yeah.
And they in the store.
Hey, what?
Not the red, the blue.
Hey, for it. Like, why are they doing that? Yeah.
On that note right there, on that note right there, man, it's sad. At the same time, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm from the hood, man. I grew up in a single parent hood. My mom tried to get anything else. That's my mom tried to do everything she do to spoil me. And truthfully, I'm the first one to admit, that's fucking me up. You feel me? But at the same time, as a man, I realize, man, I got to do the fuck I got to do.
Yep.
A lot of people that
like,
spoil you
they get
don't
that?
Realize
that's the thing.
A lot of people that spoil you don't realize that.
People, you have that realization of that missing piece. You get what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, my parents fucked me up. No, because you had that, you smart enough to realize, wait, hold up. It don't have to be like this. Or I don't have to go like this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Get that. They're not having that epiphany. Like, they really just. Oh my goodness! Are you seeing that too? Is he going? I don't mean to talk about the. I'm not racist or nothing like that. Not prejudiced or anything, but that's just observation that you see.
You're talking about trifling.
You know what,
stories.
57, I don't know who you are, but you keep pressing one. I unhook you or unmute you, and you're not saying nothing. Who are you?
Now I know you're not talking to me.
No.
I'm talking to 338. 338 and 308.
Yeah.
Okay,
we got buttons. All right.
Can you not talk? Press two times if you cannot talk.
He tried to get off,
Crush.
Uh-huh. He tried to get off.
Remember. You help me remember something.
Okay, now we got buzzing. What's up, 708-925?
What up?
Are you in?
Hold on, let me turn that down so y'all can hear me. This is Miss Letty Exclusive calling in. Long time no talk to everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Wait.
Hello.
Why does this voice sound familiar?
Wait a
minute. That
depends on who you are. Right. Black reporter. She's read some of her poetry on here.
A lot of poetry on here.
Right. She's calling every night.
She
blessed us with some poetry and stuff like that. So, Lady Exclusive, we're talking about trifling parents, trifling baby mama drama, trifling baby daddy drama, and then we're sharing trifling stories. You have any trifling baby mama, baby daddy drama or parenting stories you know of?
Well, my best friend's brother, his kid was acting up. So instead of taking the child to the jail to see what's going on, he took his son to 59th. Now, I don't know how many of you guys have ever been to Chicago, but if you ever go to Chicago, if you ever come here, 59th is Inglewood. This is a white child.
Ooh.
After a day in Inglewood, that child, on his report card, he got all A's. So I still say that was trifling.
That was the ultimate scared straight?
Right.
Yes.
That was Chicago version.
Oh my
All right,
God.
337. What's your name? Where you calling from?
DJ.
Hi.
Hey, DJ.
I hear you, DJ. How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
All right.
Well, okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Ah.
See, Black Reporter.
Yes, I see.
You got a brother here from the Berry.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, that was Lady Exclusive. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, Mama.
Hey, man.
So, Black Report.
My bad, that was my phone.
Anybody have any more trifling stories they want to share? BJ, do you have any trifling stories you want to share? Baby mama drama, baby daddy drama.
You might not believe this, but yeah. No, I went to school.
I'm afraid to ask you, bro.
No, it's not.
What you got?
I went to school with this kid, but it was not funny, but it was kind of weird in a way. When we always went over to his house, his mother wouldn't let me come in. And I asked my buddy why, and he told me, and I like to freaked out. The dude was having an affair with his own mother. Since we're on the air, if that fool's out there, I'd like him to call in. Wonder what the hell.
Oh, no.
He's going to call in.
John, you need to be shocked.
Sure, John, he's going to call in and say, yeah, that was me, guy.
That is too much work.
Not gonna happen.
Anything with self promotion.
Hey, I got in trouble, but at least I wouldn't be here today, man. I never thought of stuff like that when I was growing up. No. I gotta just. Oh, hey, Mom. Oh, yeah, sure, sweetheart. Hell no.
You don't call it. You'd be surprised, man, because some people got pride in what they do.
I got pride in what I do, but I sure as hell never want that kind of pride, man.
No, not the child.
No, I love my mom.
Oh, ever heard of a backhand clap? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness. So, once again, every last Tuesday of the month, it is Trifling News right here on the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. I just want to say thank you to everybody for calling in and representing for Louisiana, Baton Rouge, New Iberia, Lafayette. We got Trenton, New Jersey in the building. We got Ohio. We got Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Chicago.
When I'm in Chicago.
We got Chicago right now.
I'm here. I'm writing.
All right.
Talking about trifling baby mama, baby daddy drama, just trifling parenting in general. We've had some interesting stories from a lady with 15 kids and homeless and demanding that the government take care of his kids.
Is she looking for a boyfriend?
The parents are abandoned on the street. We went over to Spain where the man, actually 25-year-old man, sued his parents because they stopped giving him his $500 allowance. We went over the world with trifling. We went to Canada where they did some horrible stuff too. Once again, if you have a story, a trifling story that you would like to share with us live on air, call in 805-830-8320 and press that number 1. Or you can always shoot us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/heartsradio. You can always just look up us in the search bar, Phone Fantasy Radio. You can look up Black Reporter, BLK Reporter. What else we got? Oh,
my page.
At Phone Fan Radio.
Hey, Miss Crush.
Yeah.
That woman with 15 kids, she ain't looking for somebody to take care of them, is she?
Well, she got her baby again.
You're
yes,
looking
for
the
government. I got a nice apartment and shit, big enough.
John, after she is, she's looking for the government to do it.
Oh, hell. Nah, I ain't the government.
John, you go take care of her.
The way my luck is, we'd probably have more kids.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't need to hear that.
Wow.
But you know, we have the 337 coming back to the board. CJ,
hello?
You hear what I said?
Hello?
Hey.
Whoa, what's up?
Nothing much.
You
tell
us.
You have a trifling story?
I got a lot of traffic stories.
Oh, like what, bro?
Give me one. On person.
You know, I got a problem with my baby mama and then shit.
How many baby mama?
Baby mama.
How many baby mamas you have?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How many baby mamas do you have?
How many baby mama?
I got a lot.
You got a lot? How many kids do you have?
I got kids all around the area.
What the hell is going on in Louisiana?
What the hell is going on?
Is it the water in Louisiana?
No. Don't
what
blame the
hell?
Water.
Okay.
Don't blame the water. Don't blame the water, Brett.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Blame water that Brett raised me. Come on now.
Hello?
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out this man's story. How many children do you have?
Well, I got about 20 kids.
You got about?
Damn.
You don't know exactly?
Okay, I'm not going to mute my phone.
Okay, you got about 20 kids. How many mamas do you have?
I got 20 baby mamas.
You know what?
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, you want to share one of your trifling stories with us? Okay, moving right along. Out of 414. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is in the building right now. They're finally making their debut. It took a minute to get here, but they're here now. They didn't press one, but I let them on anyway. What's up, 414?
I'm sorry. I'm late. I forgot that I did Milwaukee music from 7 to 9. Then I was sitting down, and I was like, oh, fuck. I'm supposed to be with my crush, and I'm here.
What's up, Mrs. PG? Everybody, this is Mrs. PG from the sidebar. Don't forget to tune in this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern for Ladies Night. My co-host is
here.
Hey. Men will not be allowed until 10 p.m.
Yay.
We'll have
Ladies
Night.
10 p.m.
And we're going to talk about men needs on Ladies Night. Men needs. I've been hearing some trifling shit lately. And I think it's time for us to address it. Now they got another.
Okay. I think on record said that it's not my background. I'm from the area.
Either.
I just want to know.
It's not mine.
Who are them voices?
John, you just stuck on voices, huh? You just want a woman.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just chilling right now. I gotta look up these two. Maybe I can help that woman out with the 15 kids. No.
Yeah, because we live. You okay?
Yeah, I can't help. She got 15 kids.
We
could have
saved
her.
They got a family services across the street. She can get a job as a secretary.
All right, so I'm gonna reveal some trifling news right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna reveal some trifling news right now. My co-host is just trifling.
Okay.
That's wrong.
It's about that time.
Yes, it's that time. Y'all know I hate when my phone rings. That's what I learned is cut it off, right?
What did you cut off?
When my phone rings while I'm hot. Okay?
When you're hot.
Well, my co-host just trifling. Like, why would you call me live to tell me about a caller that hung up already? Did I not move on from this guy?
I did not know.
Exactly, because you're too busy being trifling.
Okay. I plead guilty.
You call me in the middle of a live broadcasting. There's no breaks. We have no music to play. You call me doing live. You know, me talking to tell me about the mofo with 20 kids and how he's trying to get Whoopi from Lady C. I'm blowing it up. Yes, he's trying to get Whoopi from Lady C. This is the first you heard of the 20 kids big mama. So he calls me on my phone to tell me that this guy.
Oh, man, everybody's losing it now.
I am not a part of this madness.
I'm not cutting off. Yeah, you are. 414. I cut this man off, muted him, he done hung up, and I moved to 414. You called me to bring me back to Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay, I'm sorry. Guys are probably going to hate me when I say this. I'm going for team castration right now. If you have more than 5 kids and 6 baby mamas, you need to be cut. Seriously.
And did y'all not hear the way he was talking? Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Truthfully, he sounded like he was gay. I think he was lying. Because he sounded like he was feminine.
Yeah, he did. He had, like he had some sugar.
Damn. That's the whole way. We're not going to bash him. We just point out the obvious.
We're not bashing him. His voice is very feminine.
And as y'all see, everybody has the ability to be trifling, even our own black reporter.
Yes, I do.
I'm not
going to lie to that.
Everybody have their moments of trifle.
805-830-83. I'm not trifle. I'll admit it. I done some things in my life that I ain't proud of. It was funny as hell.
I got many things.
Of course, ask them questions. It took them so long to answer.
Right.
You're right.
So long to answer.
Can I just say this? Can I just say this right here? I'm going to blow up somebody else right now. Lady C, you're back in the trifling seat.
Man, nothing.
Good in the schoolyard again.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault.
How did he get this number, Lady C?
No.
Did he go into your phone and see something on the radio set? How did that happen, Lady C?
He wanted to extend the phone because I don't talk on Tuesday because I'm on the radio. And he said, well, can I join? I said, sure. I didn't think he was going to be a big asshole. I just thought, sure.
BJ, did you want to defend yourself, BJ?
I think he loves assholes. He said, where's his boy? He sound feminine.
He did.
DJ, do you want to defend yourself?
He with Dexter right now.
Yeah, he came back, but he ain't saying nothing. Don't run, Lady C. Don't run. Don't let the call drop all of a sudden, Lady C.
Don't run away, lady.
I actually get her out the hot seat. I'm telling on myself.
Go ahead.
I'll take the trifling badge and wear it with stupid pride, but stupid pride.
Well,
okay.
So, me and my friends was buying lunch or whatever, and I was short. And I forgot my friend's wallet was in my pocket. So I took a $5 bill out of her wallet and paid for both our lunches. And then told her 3 weeks later.
Hey, did you tell her?
Had your friend's wallet in your pocket?
I had my friend's wallet. She told me to hold it because she don't have pockets. So I took the $5 bill out, paid for both our lunches, and that was the end of that.
Lunch is on you, boo. Not Ella. Only $5, all right? Maggie ain't told us 3 weeks later, though.
At least I told her. Oliver.
Right, she's
like, I could have sworn I had
halfway Oliver in here. That bitch
done stole
me.
Man,
you ain't
waiting
an hour and a half for that one.
You ain't tell her you stole something. You told her? No matter how long it was, you told her, you ain't steal from her. You let her know.
Right, at least I let her know. My other friend would have took the money and spent it on something else.
Right, before that, she would have thought you stole it. All right, folks. Once again, my crew is being trifling. Can't help.
Oh, now it's the crew.
Can't help.
And I say, PC, I'm not being trifling. I'm being good.
You just got here. You just got here. So don't go there.
How you doing,
PC?
I'm doing good. Hi, who is this?
This blessed child.
Hey, boo.
Hey, baby girl.
All right, PG. You got to let us know. You got to let us know about trifling peaches.
For one, look, see, let me tell y'all what happened. I was sitting here about my own business one time, Black Reporter. Hold on. I was on my couch. Out of my own business. Somebody knocked on my door. My husband went to go answer the door. It was these people called public safety. They are security guards for projects in housing Section 8 ass shit. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
They're only supposed to protect the people that stay in their building. These motherfuckers decided to come knock on my door. And said, told him that his baby mama, that trifling bitch there, told them that PG, was named Peaches, and that I went over to her house, broke in, broke her shit, tried to beat her up, and then left. But then I keep riding around her housing project, threatening and terrorizing her.
Excuse me.
Mind you, she said this happened in November. They just knocked on my door last week. And I do believe this month is January.
Yep.
Yep.
As of tomorrow, it will be February.
One, I don't drive. I have a driver. So therefore, there's no way in hell I'm driving around your housing project terrorizing you. My driver ain't took me over there. Two, bitch, my name ain't Peaches. The fuck? Three, I did not try to beat you up. If I had tried to beat you up, I would have beat you up. I've never been to your home. I don't know what the inside of your house looked like. I just know that your children don't like you. They love me, so now you mad. So that bitch is trifling. She's going to make me be trifling because when we go to court to take her motherfucking kids, I'm whooping her ass after said time. Therefore, she's going to make me
just ripping her ass just for the sake of it.
What?
I like her attitude.
I say ripping her ass just for the sake, just for the sake of it.
It's not for the sake of it. You lied on me. You sent people to my home and you called me Peaches.
That's true.
You called me Peaches. Jenny was saying Peaches. She said Peaches.
I love Peaches. Peaches sweet.
I don't care. My name ain't Peaches.
Right.
better looking than Peaches.
I've never even used Peaches as a name. Where did Peaches come from?
Hell if I know.
Some crazy bitch out there.
If you are to the point where you think PG sounds like Peaches, then bitch, you got an issue. How does that work?
It's called next year appointment with an audiologist.
I just don't understand. Public safety ain't supposed to make house calls. They ain't supposed to want their jurisdiction. It's only to secure that housing project, not my home. I don't stay over there. I don't have a house. I don't stay in no housing apartment.
If it was true like that, they not but fake ass security cops. They got no
jurisdiction. They told him they have a warning. They have a warning for me to have a warning to get a warrant. How many warnings do you get?
We call flashlight cops.
Flashlight cops.
They have flashlights.
And they flashlights. Did you let her know that you have a crush on her?
Yeah, I let her know I got a crush on her.
Well, so what? You on the radio? You live on air right now. Tell her how your heart feels.
Huh?
You're on air right now, and she's listening. Tell us how you feel about her.
And you know, I love her so much, I didn't want to marry her.
Okay. Can you take care of her? Do you work?
Man, of course I work.
Oh, okay. Just checking. What kind of work do you do?
Huh?
What kind of work do you do?
I work
offshore. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't. I got to mute myself.
Okay.
I just can't do this.
Well.
Y'all are trifling. This is going to be dark. This is the month of love coming up. This is February.
Girl, don't let him no more.
Valentine's Day. He's trying to let the lady that he knows.
Exactly.
No, don't let him know.
Okay, let's be nice.
All right, be nice. Let BJ reveal his heart to her. All right, BJ. Is there anything else you would like to let her know?
No.
You want to have kids with her?
No.
No.
BJ, do you have kids with her?
Huh?
Do you want to have kids with her?
If I want to have kids, yeah.
You want to have kids
with
her? Big mama?
I want to have another baby mama.
Oh, Lord.
You want to have another one.
Or baby.
No.
BJ, how old is your oldest kid?
Tell him up for the baby mama.
How you got 3 kids?
Huh?
If you're 25, how you got 20 kids?
That's how I am.
Why you gotta lie, DJ?
I'm a lie,
DJ.
What? Talking, being in love.
Right.
Tell the truth, BJ.
Folks, you have been listening to Trifling News with Trifling
News. You telling tales out of school, BJ?
Out of Lafayette.
Hold on a second.
Be telling tales out of school.
DJ, you say you're out in the country. Where exactly in the country? I'm in New Iberia. Where exactly are you in the country?
We don't need to know all that.
No. I think they do, because Lafayette's not taking claim for that.
He said Lafayette.
We can barely get him to tell the truth about his damn children.
Thank you.
That will hinder... Like, let's leave it at that. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
You got all these women defending you, BJ. You must be special.
No, he ain't. Yeah, all right.
Ooh, Jesus. He's making me sweat. It got hot in here.
I want to know here about the girl he in love with. What her name is, BJ?
Don't start past the prince.
Yo. Only on Phone Fantasy Radio, but you are
trifling.
The last Tuesday of every month, we get our body. We've been sharing news. We've been having fun. Thank you, BJ, for tuning in. Sorry that your phone messed up, but thank you for just being trifling with us tonight. I think tonight episode tops Jody's. This right here.
Hey, Crush, is this going to be the new phone fantasy Loveline call-in show now?
Crush, we're going to have that. Everybody going to call Blixie. The lady C on the
phone. Oh,
lovely, baby, come to me.
Right. So, if y'all don't know, this Thursday is Ladies Night on Crush Grooves. Tune in.
Yay.
Radio.com/heart. We're going to be talking about men needs. Men will be allowed after 10 p.m.
After I say what I got to say.
Right. You want to be here for that show. All our ladies that's online, my co-host, Miss PG. Listen, I've been hearing this line from all these so-called relationship coaches and dating coaches and all this nonsense. That's the reason why men do what they do is because they're too independent and they need to be needed.
What about men's night?
Nobody called in.
That's right.
Man,
nobody called in.
You got to do it again then, man.
Y'all can defend.
I was the only one who showed.
At 10 p.m. on Friday. I mean on Thursday. Of Crush Crew. Also, we have Anti-Love on the top floor with the Sidebar and the Adult Zone. Wonder Twins, activate!
Yeah. Yeah, when is the Sidebar going to pop off again? Yeah, I'm going to thank this TV for that one.
In the form of...
Who keeps doing that?
When is the Sidebar going to pop off again?
The Sidebar comes off on 11.
Tuesday. 12 p.m. Eastern. So y'all can check that out. Right, Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central on Sports Network.
Say number.
What is going on this phone?
Right.
I don't have her number right now. She's not there. I don't know.
No,
I don't hear me.
I'm saying it's the same.
You didn't hear me?
Yeah. I hear something.
So now you hear me?
Yeah.
The Sidebar number is 347-996-5097.
I'm going to say, it's the same number that you had before.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Tonight at 12, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I got to go to the store and get some more Dutchess.
All right.
Oh, Lord, we
don't need to know what you're doing. Moving right along. Y'all need to look on Facebook. Go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and y'all can check out all our links. We are on Facebook, we're on Adult Space, we're on every space out there. If we not, send us the link and we'll get on there. We're on LinkedIn. We're on all that.
Local Space.
One more thing. We have a few new shows popping up on our network. So y'all should really stay tuned and pay attention. If you're not a fan or a friend on Facebook, please do add us. Just search Phone Fantasy Radio or go to Facebook.com/HeartsRadio because we might be going through a major change real soon.
And also, it will be It would be in your best interest.
Shut up.
It would be out of your best interest.
Anyway, like I said, Pastor Brick.
Yeah.
You want to share any news or anything, Pastor Brick?
Well, I will be joining the Foam Fantasy Dynasty, having my own show that is going to be coming on, me and my girl Tabs, and it's called Sister Speak. And, oh, God, I forgot to lie that quick. It's called Sister Speak, Entering the Nexus. That's going to be with me and my girl Tabs, and it's going to be sort of like Crush's show, but you know what? Crush got her own thing, and we're going to do our own thing. But it's going to be good talk, good conversation, you know, raunchy, nasty, you know, cussing, fussing, politics, lots of politics, and a lot of social issues that affect the African-American community. So look out for that.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
On that note, we can bring back my talkative co-host. I had to mute him for a minute. What you going to say, Black Reporter?
All I was going to say was it would be your best interest to join our other branch, Camp Super Fluffy, on Facebook. That's Camp Super Fluffy, which is owned and run by our major host here in the building, LaCrush Hart. And
but I think that's a very exclusive club.
It really is a very exclusive. We have not gone over 60. We try to keep it under 60 members. So if you're not a member, you want to be a member, hit me up in the box, Camp Super Fluffy, because we getting raunchy in there. The conversation continues. But anyway, I do want to let y'all know that we do have two brand new shows coming to Phone Fantasy Radio on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm in talks of a third one. So stay tuned. We have big plans for this season of Soul Fantasy Radio. We have the Boom Boom Room coming up next month. We have the Spoken Memoirs, which is a open mic show. We also have the School Battle, New Generation
mm-hmm.
versus Old Generation, The Crush versus Black Reporter. We have so much stuff going on next month, so you definitely want to stay locked to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone and Crush Grooves and Sister Speak and Wellness versus Illness and all that good stuff. So we're going to make it official like Scott Tissue. Once again,
we're
going to tell y'all about the Love on Top Tour. Right, the Love on Top Tour, 6 hours of media. The Adult Zone with the sidebar, all that raunchy love stuff, plus some little music. Right, that's what we're doing. So we're doing the X Factor, on the Adult Zone for Valentine's Day. Have you decided what you're going to do on the sidebar?
I'm going to pretty much be, you know, Mistress PG for the night. Don't let me quit playing.
You better stop that, girl. Look at Black Reporter already mourning. What you doing, Black Reporter? All right, got his purring over there. Yeah, no, please don't get Black Reporter started with that purring.
I swear I ain't never having kids. I hate you.
Always want to be purring. You had kids.
I ain't never had me kids, boy.
Well,
I said,
I'm done having kids. My kids are now 22 and 16. So.
And you still trifling. I'm surprised you didn't reveal some of your trifling stories, Black Reporter.
I have another one.
All right, folks, we're at the end of our rope. We at the end of our rope. We have fun on Tyson. We got 60 seconds. Once again, I want to thank John H. from Ohio.
Thank you.
I want to thank Lady Unwritten from Chicago. I want to thank Lady C, a trifling ass, from Louisiana. I want to thank Rick from Brooklyn, New York. And I want to thank Mrs. PD from Wisconsin. And let's also all the people that called in, the 444s, the 337s, and everybody called in and
And don't forget about an old Fred Bless child who graciously
Can I just shoot you? Can I do that? I never get to the fences without you walking over me. I'm gonna get my pants on the ground song. That should always shut you up. Anyway, folks, thank y'all for listening to the Phone Fantasy Radio. Really do appreciate it. Thanks once again to Bless Child and all that good stuff. Go ahead, Black Reporter. Stay out. Say everything you want to say.
What time there was, that ceased to be there, no more. It's gone. Forget about tomorrow's heat. Don't worry about today. It's here. Make the most of it. Stand for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't say everything you want to hear, well, you heard everything we said. Now go ahead and tell that one. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a few. So hang around. You always are in. And we are on the other side. Talk to you
the
future.
On the other side of what? What the hell is that?
Come on, give him a break, Rush. Come on, huh?
In a few minutes, we're going to be here Thursday at 9 p.m., folks. Don't listen to Black Order. I don't know what he's over there. We're going to be here Thursday, which is a whole 48 hours away. You talk about in a few. Bye.
Likewise, when you're having fun.
Later. Bye.
It was another try.
Bye.
We out.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, damn it.